I'll check out this place. You look next door. It looked like there was a fire still burning. Now, let's see what we got here. Some old food. Smells decent enough. Can't remember the last time I had a warm meal. The fireplace is no longer lit. But I can smell the smoke in the air. Someone's hiding from me. It's all right, little mouse. I'm not going to hurt you. If we do this the easy way, you show yourself to me, and I'll be nice and gentle with you, okay? I swear on the Allfather's beard that you'll be safe if you come on out. Come on, be a doll for me. Let me see what you look like. If you keep me waiting like this, I won't continue being this polite forever. The clock is ticking, little mouse. With every second, my patience dwindles. If you don't show yourself now, I'll call my friends over and we can tear this house apart ourselves. All of your precious items will be destroyed. That is, if you don't show me where you are. You already been promised that you won't be hurt. There's nothing for you to lose if you show yourself. Come on out, little mouse. Come on. Let me see ya. It's good to know when to surrender, doll. Let me get a better look at ya. I don't think I've ever seen one of your kind before. What an interesting face. What are you? Interesting. In all my years of being up here, I don't think I've met one of you before. Not that it matters, doll. You're quite cute. You're so small, you barely come up to my chest. I feel like I could just put you in my pocket and carry you around all day. It's no wonder you were hiding. Someone as small as you can't fight back against me. All these muscles would snap your neck like it was a twig. Something you shouldn't like. But you do, right? I don't know if I believe you, doll. Should I check for myself to see if you're telling the truth? I think I should. You have no reason to trust me, so why wouldn't you say whatever it takes to get out of this situation? You're scared, little mouse. You want to make sure that you make it out of your village alive. A band of frost giants took over and hiding didn't work too well, so maybe, just maybe in some last-ditch efforts, you think appeasing one will. And I would be interested in keeping you around, of course. You're quite adorable. All dainty and delicate compared to me. One wrong move from you and you would break in half. Making me happy is better than dying, isn't it? I think it is. I bet you would look just perfect on your back with your legs spread. Or maybe on your knees looking up at me, obediently lapping away. I will say, it would be nice to have some new entertainment back at camp. I've lost interest with the current lot we have, and you. You're intriguing. And if you can take me, you can take all my friends. I'm the biggest one out of all of them. It would spare your life for a few months, coming back to camp. And I'm starting to think you would make a great spoil of victory. Don't you agree? I can already see it. A pretty gold collar adorning your neck. A matching leash by my side. Oh, and when you weren't being fucked by me or my advisors, you could be warming my cock. That way you never have to be empty. It would be a bit like being a royal cock warmer, only without the prestige and for a giantess army instead. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm starting to see what I can do with a cute little thing like yourself. You're going to make a nice addition to our little harem. Don't you worry, doll. I'll always make sure I get first dibs on you. After all, I'm the one who found you. I might be generous and loan you to others, but you will always know who holds your leash. Don't look so scared, little mouse. I'm going to make you feel good. Oh, fuck. Don't fight it. I want to test out my newest toy. You should be enthused that you're going to be keeping your head. You should be lucky that you're getting away with a simple fucking instead of something else. There is always time to change my mind, doll. Don't make me regret giving you this opportunity to do something better with your life than sit in your desolate village and rot away. Oh, fuck. Isn't this better? It's so much easier when you let me take what I want from you. I can make it feel good for you. Just like this doll. All you have to do is follow my instructions. That's something that you can handle, right? Of course it is. You're small, not stupid. You know that this is your best option right now. If you tried to spring for the door, my axe would simply block your way. And if you tried to spread out the back, you would risk running into a frost giant not as friendly as me. And obviously, if you try to take me down, well, you're not that much of a match for me, are you? Especially in this skittish state. You know what you need to do in order to keep your life. Pull down your pants and show me your hole. I want to fuck you, doll. That's it. Nice and easy. There's no need for dramatics or hesitation. You're going to be good and take my cock, and if your body can handle it, you'll come back to camp with me. You'll be taken care of and constantly stuffed full. Everything that you could ever want. I'm sure you didn't imagine your life as a slut, but you'll see. This is a better life for you. It's not like you could take care of yourself. Just look at how you're living, little mouse. This small shack is no place to call home. You need something bigger. Something better. Something that I can provide. Taking you for myself is honestly going to be good for you. You'll no longer be stuck in some deadbeat town in the middle of nowhere with people who don't understand you. You'll be with a group of sluts, just like yourself. Those that couldn't help but whore themselves out to us in exchange of keeping their adorable heads attached to their bodies. Oh, don't look so scared. It's going to be okay, doll. There's no reason for you to be nervous just because you saw a glimpse of my cock. There's no need to be afraid that it isn't going to fit. I'm going to make sure it does. Don't worry. See? Nothing to worry about. I always make sure I fit into whatever doll I decide to fuck. Oh, that's it. I bet it's nice to be filled up again, yeah? I'm sure a slut like yourself hates going for too long without a cock inside your greedy hole. That's okay. You won't have to worry about that when I bring you back with us. You'll always have someone willing to fuck you. We know how much sex that people like yourself need. You don't know how to keep it in your pants. Not even now. When faced with your life or sex, you decided sex. Isn't it funny how quickly that self-respect disintegrates when you're given hard choices? It's okay. Oh, yes, it is. You're going to love your new life. It's better than this place will ever be. You'll finally get what you need, little mouse. Someone big and strong to put you in your place. To teach you just how delicate you are. So fucking small underneath me. Oh, that's it, little mouse. You're so fucking tiny. I feel like it would take no effort on my part to crush you. I would just have to stop holding myself up and you would be trapped, completely helpless, pinned underneath my frost giantess body. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I bet you're so adorable when you're pinned down and squirming. Tears running down your face as you take my cock even deeper. Am I your first doll? Oh, how cute. It's a shame that I'm going to ruin you for everyone else. It's not like you're ever going to find a dick that fucks you like this again. You're not going to find someone that even rivals me, doll. Oh, fuck. You're gonna be a slut, desperate to feel what I can give you. And you'll go around and try to find someone. Minotaurs, satyrs, ogres, maybe even an orc or two. But none of them will ever, ever come close to the feeling of my cock molding your insides to the shape of me. Oh, that's right. Nothing, and I mean nothing, will compare to this, little mouse. I'm gonna wreck you for everyone else. You won't even be able to come without something stuffing your slutty hole. Oh, fuck yes. Taking it so well. You love how wide you're being stretched, don't you? Oh, fuck, that's right. It burns just right, doesn't it? Oh, fucking. The constant thrusting in and out of you. All the while, time loses all meaning. You can't focus on anything except taking me. That's all you're fucking good for, isn't it? Oh, of course it is. Oh, the whole reason you're keeping your life is because you know when it's smarter to spread your legs than to fucking talk. Oh, you know your place, doll. You know what you are. You're not the type to fight back. You've never been. You're the type to shut up and do what you're told to keep others happy, to keep the peace. Oh, you know what happens when you displease someone. You are fucking to keep your life, little mouse. So keep it up. Keep taking my cock. Keep making me feel good. Oh, fuck. Are you trying to keep your voice down, doll? Oh, that will never do. Sluts don't have that kind of respect. You don't deserve it. Go on, moan for me, little mouse. Let them all hear how well you're taking your new mistress. After all, they will be fucking you after me. Oh, fuck. That's it, doll. Taking me so well. Oh, yes, just look at you. You look so fucking good impaled on my icy blue cock. Oh, taking every inch inside you. Remolding your insides to my shape. Oh, fuck. The others are going to fuck you. But they aren't gonna make you feel this good. They aren't going to stretch you this wide, just how a slut needs. No, they don't know what to do with such a desperate little mouse like yourself. Throwing yourself back on my cock, just trying to get me deeper inside you. Oh, fuck, that's it, doll. I told you it feels good. It feels nice when you don't fight back. When you let me take care of you, right? Oh, that's right. You don't need to focus on anything besides the feeling of being fucked full. Oh, just focus on the stretch of your hole and the gape you're going to be left with. You don't need anything besides my cock, right, slut? Oh, yes. Doesn't it feel good to give in? To not deny yourself the pleasure that you can feel? Oh, I'm giving you a gift, doll. You should be happy. Oh, you should be happy. Oh, fuck, sorry. Lost my train of thought. You should be happy that you get to feel this good, though. You should be happy that I'm being this nice. That I let you fuck me. You know how many would kill to be with me? Do you know how many would trade their fate for yours? At least you get to breathe. You get to be showered with pleasure. You get to do what you're good at, little mouse. Oh, you should be thanking me for saving you from a dead-end life. You'll see the world all from the seat of my lap with my cock inside you. Oh, you'll have your place and you'll know the rules. You won't ever have to worry about if you're doing good, because you'll always just be told if you are. A beautiful collar dangling from your neck, jingling as you take me. I can already hear that fucking bell, little mouse. Oh, can't you? No. Are you picturing it? Me tightening the leash and pulling you back even further up my cock in front of everyone? Oh, prying eyes watching in jealousy. All because I get to fuck such a dainty little doll while we go about our meetings and our days. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so good. No clothes would ever grace your skin again, for it should always be bare for me. If you belong to me, then no part of you should never not be on display. I like to show off my toys. Oh, keep it up, little mouse. Yes, yes, yes. You're making mistress feel so good. You want me to come inside you, don't you? Oh, I shouldn't be surprised. Of course you want to be completely wrecked, to have my gum dripping out of your sloppy hole as you pass out from pleasure. Oh, yes. Oh, you'll wake back up at camp, in my tent being fucked away. I bet you make the sweetest noises when you're fucked in your sleep. You wouldn't know what's going on, but your body, well, your body would love it. After all, you're responding so well to me like this. You're just as fucking close as me, aren't you? Oh, yes, you are, doll. Don't lie to me. I can feel how close you are. You're clenching around me. You want to come just as badly as I do? Oh, fuck. You're desperate for me to be pumping you full of my giant scum, to have this chair squeaking as you take even more of me. Oh, I shouldn't deprive you of my cum, slut. Oh, fuck. No, I shouldn't. Just keep being good for me and take it. Take everything that I'm fucking giving you. Oh, just like that. Oh, so good. Oh, so close. Oh, doll, I think I'm gonna... Oh, fuck, so close. I think I'm... See? That wasn't too bad. You took me just like a champ. That means you can take everyone else. I don't see why you wouldn't be a welcomed addition to our harem. Plus, we have never had one of your kind before. I'm sure you'll be very popular for the first week. Probably the first month. I'm going to struggle to keep the rest of their hands off you, doll. Can you walk? It'll probably be easier if I carry you. Here. I'll put my arms like this. And then... Damn, little mouse. You weigh practically nothing. Carrying you is like... carrying a feather. Wow, I didn't think you'd be this dainty. So delicate and fragile, doll. Come on, let's get you home. I need to get you fitted in the appropriate attire for a concubine. I was thinking about gold, but now I'm thinking of adorning you in silver to match my own. What do you think? You know what? We will try both, and I'll pick out whichever one makes you look better. I can't show off my spoil of war without having you all dressed up. After all, everyone is going to be just thrilled to have a new plaything, especially one as eager and slutty as you. I hope your hole is ready, doll.